With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Texas Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton positioning himself as the grassroots favorite in the runoff election to determine the party's Senate nominee.
The runoff election takes place on May 26th. Attorney General Paxton is trying to unseat incumbent Senator John Cornyn. Mr. Paxton is drawing praise from conservative activists who are attending the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, meeting near Dallas. Senator Cornyn has more fundraising and support from the GOP establishment, but Attorney General Paxton is leaning into his MAGA loyalty.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Now, Senator Cornyn skipped the CPAC event, but Attorney General Paxton headlined the Ronald Reagan dinner on Friday night. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it's time to fully fund the DHS.
The Democrats continue to blockade that funding. That's why you see long lines at the airports. We've got our Coast Guard shut down, and we are steadily draining resources from immigration enforcement as well. So we might have to use reconciliation, the fast-track budget procedure, to fund the Department of Homeland Security, too.
And he adds the Democrats continue to reject Republican attempts to end the partial shutdown.
We've made multiple efforts to fund the Department of Homeland Security, even on a short-term basis, to allow negotiations to continue. And the Democrats would rather you miss your flight than deport illegal aliens. It's as simple as that.
The senator making his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Hundreds of employees at one of the U.S. Navy's biggest shipbuilding contractors voting to approve a deal with Bath Iron Works, ending a week-long strike. Shipyard says members of the association ratified a new four-year collective bargaining agreement Saturday that goes into effect immediately. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of America's LGBT population. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reports that people who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender make up about 10% of the U.S. population. Of that group, young adults ages 18 to 29 are the most likely to identify. LGBT Americans are far more likely to vote Democrat and describe themselves as politically liberal. The PRRI poll also finds that 51% of the LGBT community is religiously unaffiliated. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Pew Research Center poll charts the relationship between faith and education in America. It shows religious communities whose members are most likely to have at least a bachelor's degree are Hindus. Pew finds 70% have a BA, or in some cases even more. This is SRN News. A candy caper in Europe. Boy, what a sweet haul for someone.
Nestle says some 12 tons of Kit Kat bars, that's 413,793 Kit Kat bars, were stolen after leaving the production site in Italy, headed for Poland. The theft happened several days ago. The Swiss-based food giant says the vehicle and its load are still nowhere to be found. The company says the missing candy bars could enter unofficial sales channels across European markets. But if that happens, the bars can be traced using the batch code assigned to individual bars. I'm Donna Warder.
In Wisconsin, officials search for Chesney, the kangaroo, for 3 days after the critter jumped an 8-foot fence to escape. They finally found the animal. In good health, but a little on the hungry side. More details at srnnews.com.